Arte da ascoltare. Radio Papesse al Festival dell'Arte Contemporanea. Dora Garcia. L'abbiamo incontrata a Faenza e insieme si è parlato di spazio pubblico, relazioni, tecnologia e internet, dove comincia e dove finisce il suo lavoro. L'intervista è in inglese.
I have been an artist, I think now for working as an artist for 20 years. For the first part of these 10 years I lived from grants, and then for the second part of it I've been living from teaching. I have exhibited now in a lot of places in Europe, a little bit outside Europe, and the work I think is most representative. I do a lot of different things, many different things, from music to theater. Almost everything they let me do, I do. But mostly what is more characteristic is performance in public space. That is what I really like to do, and always very strongly connected to the history and the circumstances of the place where the work is going to be seen. What I can say from what I know is that I am not very interested in private space. I think I don't know what private space is. I'm very interested in public space because it's not a space anymore, so it is not related to a place. I like to think of mental public space as a sort of heritage, of a cultural heritage that we all share, and I like to work with that as material. Indeed, public space has changed, I don't know, I think I have always known it like that. I don't know exactly how it was like that before. There is, let's say that there is a big distance of what I would like it to be from what it is. So, for instance, I really regret, the thing I regret the most is that there is no debate. And what I regret the most is that there is not personal opinion nor the wish to express this personal opinion. So, a common place, everybody will say, is now a public space, is a space to consume. And that is what, there is no working class anymore, etc., and there is only a consumer class. Well, it seems that that is the only thing left to do. And people will only, it has stopped to be the question why people complain, but why they don't complain. That is what is really scary, why they don't complain. So I have, I don't know if it ever existed, I think it must have existed, a public space where people feel the need to demonstrate, to manifest their opinion, and just to make clear what they think is not right. I like an audience who does not know that they are an audience. That's my favorite audience, the audience that does not know that they are an audience. And they don't actually know where they are, and the situation that it is created, it forces them to take a position. So the position, the audience position, is always a very safe position that is immediately taken the moment you think someone is performing, and this in the very wide sense of the word. So I would like to create situations where the audience is not aware that they are in an expecting position, and that they have to define for themselves, they are forced to define the situation they are in and what the role they have in it. So I would say that my favorite performance is one that people are not aware that is happening. The Beggar Opera is exactly that. It was defined as a theater piece in real time and public space. And this is what it was. It was very much determined by the context where it happens. So of the big exhibition, like Grand Exposition, I think that's the term they use for this. So an exhibition where really lots of people come to see. And it was made originally as a reaction on the way people consume exhibitions. So I wanted to make a work that was impossible to consume in the usual way that people consume art, and that demanded really an effort with a sacrifice that very few people saw it. But many people knew about it, which is perhaps a better thing, not many people see it, but everybody knows about it. And so in that sense, it was a performance that lasted for 3 months that was defined by public space. That means that there was no beginning and end, but it happens every time the character was in public space. and who as well another third direction, so from this idea of impossible to consume in the usual way theater in real time and public space, it was also this economy part in it, in which let's say a fictional character tries to survive in a consuming world, in a cultural consuming world, and therefore the accent that was very much related to a lot of traditions, among them the picaresque tradition, about how you survive as someone who hasn't got anything, just taking advantage of your position as a cultural product. So these were the three main things of the beggar. Maybe regarding this idea of public space, apart from the obvious use of public space of that a beggar does, there was the importance of the internet site for this piece as a public space. So when you do performances like I do, where no one knows or very few people know that they're happening, where it's very hard to find, if you know it is happening and you want to find where it's happening, it's hard to find this. Then the internet, let's say, is a very important tool for people to follow a story they are not really sure where it's happening. And so it becomes a sort of hybrid between novel and performance. Well, I am very unmystical about technology. I started to use internet as everybody else. So the only thing I know about internet, more or less the same as my mother does. I'm not more an specialist on internet than her. So I just know where you have, just how you have to visit pages, etc. I do this more often than her, and then I'm faster. But that doesn't mean that I know more. When I first started to use internet, I really didn't know where it was. So I just hanged videos in. I don't know if you say hung in English. Well, I just put videos on it, and it just took an enormous amount of time to load them. It was terrible. But then because I did this, then I started to be invited a lot to as a net artist, which I had to look up what that meant the first time they invited me, a net artist. And I have to say, I was really, me, as soon as I went to a net artist meeting, I knew that was not the place I wanted to be. They were just hippies thinking that they had discovered the out-of-the-market paradise, away from institutions. And that was just like, I mean, obviously, I knew that it was not true. It was impossible. And I also like very much the position of a user in everything. So I think that in the same way as I think that a good writer is the one who reads, a good et cetera, et cetera. Then I was painter is the one who likes to look at painting. Then I would say also a good internet, whatever, is just someone who uses internet. And then the only thing I can say is that the only significant change I have seen on these 15 years in this, it is that children that have been born in those 15 years, they have an incredible, like a genetic facility to use internet, and that's very surprising. So in a way, I realized that because I was already, I think I was almost 30 already when I started to use this, then nevertheless, it will be always like a foreign language I learned, while for younger children it's like a mother language, and that's something very strange because the attitude is different. And then indeed something that changed a lot or something that was new on internet was the blog and the social platform. That was something that is maybe now 5, and YouTube. It's incredible because you can't imagine how it was without YouTube. I always remember that I was in Lima, and then I was saying I was using Yahoo, and then people say, "Oh, you have to use Google. Google is much better." So that was really the first time I heard of Google, and then I because indeed the search engines before were really handicapped before Google, yes. So that's all. But as I said, this is what every student is the same story as every student, and I have no bigger knowledge than anyone else. And I just think, well, internet is as mystic as a telephone and as mystic as anything else. I can imagine when the radio started, when television started, everybody was overexcited about it, but that's it. what that has really changed is that the way you access information, that has really changed because it's very, very fast. You get access to things that before people could, like for instance, the case of China is how Chinese people evade censorship in China is an epitome of what is good of internet. So I think that is what has mainly changed, that you have relatively, if you're intelligent, the capacity to find things for yourself. My works, they never stop. It is each work. There are not that many new works. Maybe there is one per year. And that is normally it is just the trigger, and then it just starts. And sometimes I find a way for them to self-feed themselves so that I don't have to worry. But, you know, there are some works that are really like a punishment on me, like It Is Forever or all the stories where people are writing to me. You really have to work on that because it's been years. It's been months. You haven't done anything new in it. And so it is just permanent works that have to be fed more or less on a regular basis if you don't want to let them die. And some works I have managed that they live by themselves. That means that exemplary are, for instance, Heartbeaters or We Are Holden in Frankfurt or even The Beggar. They live by themselves. And so much so that I have done last year, I have done a work that was called Where Do Characters Go When the Story is Over? Which was meant to be about that. Actually, the consequence of this is that authorship disappears in a very positive way. And this is something, for instance, which has... I have only seen two lectures here in Faenza, and I have been shocked by both, but especially by the one of Doris. But also I was shocked because I had forgotten how much author an artist is. And so in my case, I can say I forget that, that an artist is an author, in the sense that I don't think I am more author of my things than all the different people that are involved in it. Then you can say, well, yes, but nevertheless, they say it is a work by Dora Garcia, that's right. But I would gladly give it as a work by somebody else. I have nothing against the author. I have said once as a butat, the best writer is the one that does not write, and that the best artist is the one who does not produce artworks. I really think that, but for myself. I mean, I would not say to any... I mean, I think both the artists I have mentioned now, Richard Wentworth is my hero when I was in school, and Doris Salcedo is a very good artist, so I have nothing against it. I think it's very good. Each one has to decide for himself what position they take, but for myself, I really think that the best artist is the one that does not produce any artworks.
Well, how about that? Wasn't that really great?
Appena ascoltato una produzione di Radio Papesse. Il servizio è gratuito, ma tutto quello che senti ha dei costi di produzione. Se vuoi aiutarci a sostenerli, vai sul sito www.radiopapesse.org e clicca su Sostieni. Basta davvero poco.